VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. It's time to listen to Victoria's Pronunciation Challenge on VoiceTube. If you are looking for free English learning tips, you are in the right place. If you want to sound more native-like, you are in the right place. VoiceTube provides this safe environment for you to practice your listening and speaking skills whenever, wherever, for free. If you want to watch more videos and listen to more challenges, make sure to come visit our VoiceTube website. It's tw.voicetube.com or www.voicetube.com for you. Or you can go ahead and download our VoiceTube's app. It's available for iOS and Android system. I did not like studying English or memorizing vocabulary when I was young. In fact, I hated it. I hated learning English. 我小时候呢，英文超烂的。对，你没有听错，我的英文很烂。国小一年级还在台湾的时候去补习班上课，老师教了 N 遍的 My name is， 我还是一直说成 I name is。但我英文怎么开始变好的呢？ Well, the answer is total immersion. Total immersion 就是完全的侵入式学习。当然这个就成为了我的英文主要变好的原因。因为你就只能用英语啊，在学校交朋友、点饭吃、上课。你的英文程度呢，一定会从零变成 skyrocket high。但是当我开始有兴趣的时候，比如说开始学唱歌啦，或者是看电影啦，我所学到的英文单字呢，还是停留在深深的脑海里 ，OK？ 因为我就是已经对这个事情产生了兴趣。我唱歌的时候会想要看英文的 lyric， 然后看电影的时候会想要看英文的字幕，然后这真的多多少少还是会有帮助。那么节目的尾端我会提供给大家我自己现在在背单字的一些技巧。 But first, 以下的 tips 来自今天的影片。 The sentence is, If you don't like reading, try listening to songs and looking up the lyrics or watching a movie you like with the subtitles. Alright, let's read that one more time, but remember you can break down the sentence into three segments. If you don't like readingBecause this intonation needs to go up, 因为你接下来要给他一些技巧嘛，方式嘛。Try listening to songs and looking up the lyrics. 这是方法之一，所以这边要是一段。第二段就是 or watching a movie you like with subtitles. 这边就可以往下。Alright, now let's move on to our vocabulary number one, which is subtitles. Subtitles 就是电影啊或电视的字幕的意思。This is my sentence. I can't watch Korean dramas without Chinese subtitles. Sometimes it's just a preference, I guess. I can use English subtitles, 但是我每次要就是读那个韩文的名字的时候，我就不知道他在讲谁。我看韩剧一定要用中文字幕，就是韩文名字很难念啊，可是我是认得出，但不见得念得出来。好啦，不要说只学英文好了，我常常也会看韩剧边学韩文，像是 Soju、Kimbap、Anya， 是不是烧酒、韩式饭卷？不是啊。我不知道我没有讲对，果然还是要看自己喜欢的内容才会看，才会学到一些单字。 Okay, so sub, S-U-B, is a prefix that means less than, lower than, less good, less important. 都是什么比什么还要次要的，或比什么还要少的意思。So there are many words that has a prefix sub. Which of these words has the meaning of less important? 来咯 A, subtract. B, substitute. C, subordinate. D, submarine. 好，再念一遍 A, subtract. B, substitute.C, subordinate. D, submarine. 给你们五秒钟的作答时间，请不要偷查单字哟。
Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay, the answer is C, subordinate, which means less important or lower in rank, 次要的或下级的。所以你可以说 I am the subordinate of my manager. Okay, 就是我是下属的意思啦，对。好的，那接下来这个 phrase 呢，在影片当中提到了很多遍。So I'm going to teach you guys, which is use it or lose it. Use it or lose it 的意思呢，大概也可以猜得到，就是用它，不然就是失去它的意思嘛。所以 it means if you don't continue to practice or use an ability, you might lose that ability. Okay, 这个呢发生过很多遍。有一阵子我疯狂的学习乌克丽丽，然后可以就是背小手拉大手怎么弹啊什么的，然后真的没有练的时候就忘光了。对，但是可能要练习一下下就又可以上手的意思啦。You might also have heard the phrase, you snooze, you lose. This means if you do not do things quickly, snooze 就是打顿的意思嘛。And if you pause at whatever you are doing, you might lose in the end. 是不是有点像龟兔赛跑 的感觉？ You snooze, you lose. 对。Alright, 那第三个单字呢，就是 look up. Look up, to look for something.像是我要查字查单字的意思呢，我可以说I need to look up the definition in the dictionary. And don't you just feel annoyed sometimes when you don't know how to use a word? Well, you can always look it up. My most trustworthy online dictionary is the Cambridge English Dictionary. 当你不会用某个单字的时候，你是否也感到非常的郁闷呢？那你就可以上网查查咯 look it up. 我最信任的 dictionary 是 Cambridge Dictionary. Alright, and look up to someone 是我下一个想要跟你们分享的单字。Look up to someone 有一种敬仰或者是尊重的意思。So here is a quote from someone I look up to.Never memorize something that you can look up by Albert Einstein. Okay, never memorize something that you can look up. 大概的意思就是说不用去死背着那些你可以去查到的东西，因为有时候 memorizing 它不是一个学习的重点，主要是要怎么去运用它啦。Or this can also mean like life philosophy, 就是活在当下吧，对，不要去记一些就是你以前做过的事情，你要一直往前看。Alright, 那我们到了我们的节目的尾声了。Here comes the tips for how I would memorize vocabulary words now. This goes to all levels, so don't feel silly to try.For a new word that I learned, first, I would write down its definition in my own words. Second, I will write down its pronunciation in the way that I know I can understand it. Thirdly, I will write down the synonym for that word. Synonym means a word that has the similar meaning. And fourthly, I will make a sentence using that word or as many sentences as possible,Or I would even draw a picture to help me memorize the word. This would help me understand a word better and hopefully store it in my long-term memory. I hope you guys find these tips helpful. I will see you guys next week. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.